As high performers, we see the world differently. In a world that not only tolerates but promotes mediocrity, who do we turn to when we want to be great? Where are the guides? What's the blueprint? This podcast gives you access to the most successful people from around the world so that you can elevate every area of your life. This is more than just about making money. It's about living a life that lights you up so that you can illuminate the world. Welcome to Elevate. I'm Jack DeLosa. Let's get into it. Hey team, welcome to this episode of Elevate with Jack DeLosa. Now today I am answering your questions, and in doing so I am bringing back a show that I started about 10 years ago called Ask Jack D, where we put a call out to get questions from you guys. You submit your questions and I answer them. Now, these questions come off the back of our first 6 or 7 podcasts, which were largely based around mindset, consciousness. And as such, that's influenced the questions that have come in. And so today's episode is me answering your questions about how do we develop our mindset as entrepreneurs? How do we develop our consciousness? And how do we get the most out of ourselves? This episode is for you if you feel like you've hit a plateau personally, if you feel like you're not acting in alignment with your highest goals or highest visions, or you just want some extra understanding as to how to get yourself moving more congruently in the direction of your dreams. So I'm going to answer 5 or 6 questions that you guys have submitted in. We will show the names up on the screen. If you're watching this, you're listening to it, I will tell you who's asked the question and we will rock and roll as we move through. I will be answering these questions that you guys have submitted. This is something we're going to do a little bit more of going forward. So the first question comes from Cell Skin. She asks, what is the most common spiritual block that business owners face? Now, this is a really good question. The answer, Cell Skin, is ego. It's ego. Often when we start out in business, we are inspired. We are in tune with universal energy. We are optimistic. And that energy infuses everything we do. That's an entrepreneur in their element, an entrepreneur who's feeling inspired, who's connected to their vision, who's connected and associated with their why, and is leading from the front in order to manifest and alchemize something out of nothing. It's a beautiful thing. And then something happens. The business grows, and the business grows, and the business grows. And all of a sudden, the entrepreneur starts to act as if they've got something to lose. And so their energy constricts. This is ego at play. And so as our business grows, we need to continually reconnect with why we started. We need to continually reconnect with the impact we want to make. We need to continually remind ourselves, our team, our customers, our market, the world at large, the vision that we are on, the impact that we want to make, and be coming from that energy. The more you come from the energy of, I want to make money, I want to protect my money, I want to protect the foundation that I've built, I built this identity of being a successful entrepreneur, I need to protect that at all costs. The more you constrict your energy, the more you constrict your ability to create. You want to view your business as an extension of you, but not you. You don't want your identity and therefore your ego tied up in your business. The more you can make it not about you, the more you can make it about the impact you want to make, your customers, your team, the story, inspiring the world, the more you will learn that your business is not here to please your ego, but rather your business will best flourish when you are in tune with the universal pulse of universal energy. Our number one job as entrepreneurs is to be inspired and to inspire. And you can't be either of those things when you're trapped in ego.
Hey team, I hope this conversation is resonating with you deeply. If it is, post it up over on Instagram, tag me @JackDeLosa so that I can regram you and stay connected with you over on that platform. Do that now. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
Very good question, Selskin. Thank you for asking it. Let's move to question number two. This comes from Autoimmune Freedom. They ask, the best way to develop discipline and motivation. This is a very good question. Okay. The best way to develop discipline is to truly understand and embody the understanding that there are going to be parts of life, parts of every journey, every job, every business, every relationship, every conversation that don't feel good. We need to embody that understanding. The reason why there's less discipline in current generations as opposed to previous generations is in current generations, we've created this false reality that life should always feel good. We've created this false reality that if I just think positively and feel good all the time, I'll manifest everything that I want and I don't really have to work for it. I shouldn't have to work for it because I'm entitled to it anyway, aren't I? And so therefore, if it feels not good, a lot of people take it as a sign that they're on the wrong path. A lot of people take it as a sign that they should retreat. And this way of operating keeps you contained, keeps you imprisoned within your comfort zone. Because whenever we want to achieve anything worthwhile, whether it's goals around your health and fitness, whether it's goals around your businesses, your finances, your relationship, your own intellect, your own emotional fitness, growth by definition requires you to go outside of your comfort zone. When you go outside of your comfort zone, by definition, you will be uncomfortable. Therefore, we need to snap out of this false reality that everything should feel good all the time. And if it doesn't, then it's the universe signaling to me that, you know, I'm not on the right path. That's just spiritual bullshit. That's just spiritual bypassing. And it will keep you imprisoned in your comfort zone forever. What you want to do is build your uncomfortability muscle. We have to learn to view uncomfortability not as a sign to retreat, but as a signpost towards progress. Every single day, you should go in search of discomfort. And when you find it, give yourself a pat on the back. When you find it, you should genuinely feel good being uncomfortable because we're here to grow, we're here to expand, and when you're uncomfortable, it's just a signpost that you're doing exactly that. That's how you build discipline, by not retreating when shit gets hard. Lift. Question number three comes from Go Inward Snow. They say, are you just using spirituality to promote your business? Now, team, this might seem like a real weird question for me to choose, but the reason I've selected it is because it speaks to an important lesson that I want everyone to understand, and that is this. You can't just pick trends and fads that you don't genuinely believe in and use them to promote your business. In today's day and age, transparency is at an all-time high, meaning everything you do must be authentic to you. Everything you do must be an extension of who you are. If you are faking anything to use it as a gimmick to promote your business or to appease others, it will take you away from your true self and it will take you away from your true path. Everything I do because it's an extension of who I am. I do because it's a representation of who I am. Therefore, the only reason to ever change anything is that you've gotten to a place where it's no longer a representation of who you are, and that's when we change. What concerns me with the question and why I wanted to address it is because it demonstrates that the person asking it thinks that it's a possibility that one could or one should adopt something fake or a fake position in order to promote their business, which indicates to me that that's something that they would consider doing for themselves. And I want to caution you against that. Don't chase gimmicks for gimmick's sake. Don't say shit to please the crowd. We live in a day and age where what people crave is people crave real. People crave authentic. You don't need to pretend to be spiritual. There's a lot of business people out there who aren't spiritual. And so if you're not, don't pretend to be, and you'll connect with the business owners that aren't spiritual. If you are, then present that and represent that and express that, and you'll connect with the people who are. right? The world is a big place. People will connect with your authenticity more so than any other act that you may be able to manufacture temporarily. The only reason to do anything is that it is a representation of who you are. Therefore, the only reason to change anything is that it is no longer a representation of who you are.
Hey team, I hope this conversation is resonating. Sometimes when we learn things like these, we can immediately think of others that we wish were here, hearing this very conversation that you are now. If that's you, share it with that friend, share it with that family member, share it with that loved one that you wish could be learning from this episode as well. They will thank you for it.
Question number four comes from my man, Joseph DiBernardo. Joseph is an absolute legend. We went on a meditation retreat a number of years ago together. Joseph says, Jack, what's the best way to overcome self-doubt? This is a really good question, Joseph, and I really like it because I think a lot of people struggle with self-doubt. And the important thing here is to understand this. Action precedes confidence. I'm going to say that again. Action precedes confidence. So much of life is about creating a vision for who you want to become and then commanding yourself to take the actions and to demonstrate the behaviors that will enable you to grow into that person and head in the direction of the highest vision that you hold for your life. Overcoming self-doubt is about building evidence that you are capable. And I don't mean evidence for anybody else. I mean evidence for you. Evidence that you will voluntarily confront challenges. Evidence that you can manage difficult situations. Evidence that you can step forward with an imperfect plan, with not all of the information, with not all of the understanding, with not all of the knowledge, that you can step forward into volatile and uncertain environments, and the strength and the capability inside of you will be your guide. This is a game of trust yourself. And how do we learn to trust ourselves? First, stop beating yourself up. Secondly, start taking action. Start progressing towards your goals. Start progressing towards your dreams. And every time you do, journal on it. Every time you do, tell people about it. Build the evidence and ingrain the evidence into your psyche that you are somebody that can confront challenge voluntarily, that can navigate uncertainty, and that will keep going. You want to build evidence for yourself that proves to yourself that you are capable. And the more you do this, the more self-doubt subsides.
Hey team, I hope this episode is resonating with you deeply. If it is, please leave a review on this podcast to help us spread the message even further to the people who might need to hear it.
Question number five. This comes from Luke LV13. Luke says, is trusting your instinct the most important part of being an entrepreneur? I love this question, Luke. Thank you for asking it. Trusting your instinct is an important first step. However, it is not enough in and of itself. And let me explain what I mean by that. For business owners or high achievers of any field, generally speaking, your intuition will be right the vast majority of the time. However, most people stop at the intuitive sense and don't take the time to wrestle with the particular issue that they're thinking about in order to move intuition to intellect, in order to take an intuitive sense that they kind of feel and turn it into an intellectual understanding that they can articulate to self and others. So often I'm speaking to business owners that say, you know, I intuitively don't feel like this isn't, you know, like this doesn't feel good to me, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I say, well, no, pause for a second. Stop. Your intuition is telling you that something isn't ready about this. Your intuition is telling you that in some area you're not as prepared as you perhaps could be or should be. So rather than, you know, this whole feel the fear and do it anyway, great advice in life and at the macro, terrible advice in business. Feeling the fear and doing it anyway in business will probably kill your business. It's feel the fear and then take the time to explore both internally with your team, get the data, explore where is this fear coming from. and then engage with coaches, engage with mentors, engage in training until you have identified the key things that you needed to learn, the key things that you needed to build in yourself, in your company, before you made the move. Because in some instances, your intuition may be there to protect you. At some level, you know that something's missing. So it's not feel the fear and do it anyway. It's feel the fear and then inquire as to where is that fear coming from? What is missing? What is this intuitive feeling there to teach me? What is it there to give me? How do you inquire? Journal. Meditate. Soul search. Go for a walk. Ask yourself the questions. That's internal inquiry. Once you've done that, speak to your team. Speak to a coach. Speak to a mentor. Do some good training from people who've been there, done that experience in whatever field or whatever move you're about to make. Become informed, because the intuition is probably right, but until you've turned it into an intellectual understanding, its usefulness isn't anywhere near as great as it could be once you've taken the time to explore it and mine it for the gold that it is there to give you. And so, is trusting your instinct the most important part of being an entrepreneur? It's a very important first step, but we must. And this is why people don't do this. It'd be so much easier as if you just felt something and did it. In my experience, that's just intellectually lazy, and it's going to trip you up time and time and time again. Now, it'd be awesome if that happened, because it meant that we would never need to sit around and think. It was Henry Ford that said, thinking is the hardest work people can do, and that's why so few people do it. Thinking is the hardest work that you can do, particularly sitting in your office or in your bedroom or in your basement alone, thinking. And thinking constructively. I don't just mean looping and worrying and anxiety. I mean thinking constructively to determine core problems, to determine core solutions, to determine path of actions that are going to require you that are required to get there. So trusting your instinct is a very important first step. But the second step is mastering how to take an intuitive feeling and turn it into an intellectual understanding, where you can understand it and articulate it to yourself and to others. That's when you've got the best of both worlds. That's when you're getting the gifts of your intuition, but you're not just using them as hocus pocus. You're using them to drive inquiry. You're using them to drive your own development. You're using them to drive questions and drive growth and drive debate. That's what it's there to do. Then you need to show up and do the work to drive the development and to gain an intellectual understanding. So yes, instinct is important. Intellect is also important. We develop the mind as servant to the heart. I'll say that again. Develop the mind as servant to the heart. Team, let me know how much you enjoyed this episode. Hit me up over on Instagram at Jack DeLosa, whether you post something up on a story and tag me, whether you post something up on the grid and tag me, whether you shoot me a DM. Let me know how you've enjoyed this Ask Jack D episode. It's a different format, 5 questions, super rapid fire. Hope that was useful. I look forward to speaking with you guys the next episode of Elevate with Jack DeLosa.
Hey team, thanks for listening. I hope this episode resonated deeply with some part of you. To ensure you don't miss out on any future breakthroughs, take a second right now and hit the subscribe button. While you're at it, head over to Instagram, connect with me there, at Jack DeLosa. I look forward to speaking with you soon.